Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. We are joined by our crew here at the for the last two segments with Gordon and Craig.
Yeah.
And Dan.
Hi, Craig.
And Norm.
No.
Don't know what happened.
The boys.
What happened to him?
Mary and the boys are out.
Norm
on the lake.
And Mary.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're right over there. He had to chase them into the woods. They're just causing all kinds of...
They're wearing their pull-ups and...
Yeah.
Well, I hope the boys have life jackets on.
That safety is the most important thing.
I don't know if they've had swimming lessons yet.
Yeah, Norm and Mary have been arguing about that. She wants him to take swimming lessons. He don't want to spring for her.
Just throw him in. That's how I learned.
Well, I didn't hear this, but you say he had an interesting moment today?
Yes, and I haven't seen anybody really talk about it on Twitter. But I did the first segment with Norm and Donnie, and you were there, Corby, you were sitting in with us. And then right after that segment, he does a spot that sounded to me like it was very Choose Energy-esque. And I call it Choose Star Power because it had that same kind of feel. Maybe it's my imagination, maybe it's just wishful thinking, but I thought this sounded a little bit odd.
Okay. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
What's the entertainment value of your home? More and more, the home is becoming the center of entertainment value.
Okay, already.
Yes.
Don't you hear that the cadence is
Yeah, and
like
the more
same?
And more.
Yeah, and the more and more.
It almost sounds like you got him to read a script.
Right.
This isn't a bit.
No, this was Norm's live spot.
And he had the copy?
Yes.
More and more, the home...
FM, The Ticket.
What's the entertainment value of your home?
First of all, that question...
The entertainment value...
Of your home. That just sends me into hypnosis. I don't quite know what that means.
What's the entertainment value of your home?
Four.
More and more, the home is becoming the center of entertainment value.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
So does it have an entertainment value, or is it the center of entertainment
people
value?
People are watching movies at home instead of going out to other entertainment.
But he asked one value. The first question is, what's the entertainment value of your home?
Right.
So let's say you've given that a number.
Right.
But then his second statement is that the home is the center of entertainment value.
Right.
What's the entertainment value of your home? More and more, the home is becoming the center of entertainment value. A place. It can be significant. It can be much smaller. But it's the place your family gets entertainment. You watch movies. You watch sports. You watch concerts. What's the entertainment value?
All right, now that I've established all these things, go ahead.
And you watch movies, you watch sports, you watch concerts. What's the entertainment value? Star Power has, for more than 22 years, been making people's homes much more entertainment value.
The level of
again.
Much more. Come on. Value. That's not English. No way.
It's much more entertainment value. Have you seen the level of projectors now in this country? The level
that
in this
makes country.
The
level
in this country.
The whole country.
In the level of projectors in this country.
That just in this country, not in Asia.
Canada? Not in Asia, no.
What level?
Have like you the, seen... The have qu- you seen...
The quality level or the numbers?
I don't know.
Yes.
All right.
And value. Have you seen... The level of projectors now in this country, the level of technology. Star Power's award-winning projectors provide softer edges and more accurate detail, just the way the producer and director of whatever you're watching intended. Star Power has been doing this now for more than 22 years. They have fantastic deals on the best selection of projectors. Sony, JVC, Epson, much, much more. What's the entertainment value?
Well, dang.
What are your ideas for your home entertainment area?
Area, there it was. Area made a comeback.
For your home entertainment area. Take those ideas to Star Power. blend them with star power's ideas, and make your home the center of your family's entertainment value.
No way!
That one was a little gratuitous. That one was slightly gratuitous. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. That one I couldn't resist.
Value. Experience a star power showroom today at their locations in North Dallas, Uptown Dallas, or Southlake. Go to the website, getstarpower.com, for more.
Getstarpower.com. What does that mean?
That's it. That's the website.
Go to the website. Yeah. Get it. Starpower.com for more exclusive savings offers. Star Power. Only the best.
Well, first off, that was like a
value. Is the center of entertainment value. The level of projectors. Star Power.
Bob and Dan here.
Jerk.
Okay.
The level of projectors.
Star power.
So out of this couple slight funds there, right. that was really his live spot.
Wow.
Have you ever heard the one where he did it half diamond dealer, half star power?
Yeah.
That was a weird one.
That's the greatest one of all time.
Yeah.
The
best.
Choose energy. Mike,
have you heard this?
Yeah,
okay.
I've heard it.
Okay.
He probably lived it.
No, I wasn't there. I think that's...
Which one, the hybrid or the Choose Energy?
The hybrid one.
You think hybrid's better than Choose Energy?
No, Choose Energy I don't think will ever
be. Yeah, Choose Energy has more...
Hybrid's incredible, though.
...meat to it. But hybrid is great for the moment he realizes he's doing the wrong spot.
Does he ever realize it?
Yeah, he does.
No, he does. You can almost hear the light come on when he realizes it, and at the very end, he hits it.
Do you have that, Mino?
But Choose Energy is genius because he didn't have any copy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He was winging man.
Keep this in mind, too, Gordon. The less copy and information he has, the longer the spot, because Choose Energy is like 7 minutes long.
Yeah, Choose Energy is really long, and it's because he felt he could just overwhelm us with volume.
Let's hear the hybrid one.
Okay.
Crude also on 99.5 HD2.
That's old.
Do you have someone you want to buy diamond jewelry for?
Yes.
Now, almost everybody assumes this is, okay, I'm talking to men for the women in their life. Hey, men like jewelry? Let's say you have a $750 budget. Let's say you have a $500,000 budget. You go to Star Power. At all levels and all levels in between, Star Power can help you, and you will get the best value at Star Power. We've told you for so many years now that the way Star Power does business cuts out the middlemen and gives you a bigger, better diamond for the same money, or you pay less for what you are going to buy. Test them on this. Test them on this. Go there. Let the artisans at Star Power and the experts at Star Power help you design and get for you a piece of jewelry that you want that stays in your budget. Star Power's on Preston Road at Cherry Lane, just south of Northwest Highway. They're on the web at diamonddoctor.com and on the phone at 972-DIAMOND. The very best value in diamond jewelry is at Diamond Doctor.
Classical Carrollton customers tell them every day.
Only right at the end.
When that light bulb flashes.
Yet it was several beats after he gave Star Power's web address as diamonddoctor.com.
Yeah.
All right, now do Choose Energy and we'll all vote.
Oh, Lord. Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your energy in this world? Energy is becoming more and more and more of a factor in everybody's world. Everybody's world. I'd like to direct you to a new client we have on the station named Choose Energy. Choose Energy is an absolutely fantastic way of getting your energy in this world. Choose Energy allows you to choose the company you want. Choose the company you want to deliver your energy. Choose Energy gives you fantastic choices in the energy area. And it's up to you to simply look at the choices and determine which one is best for you. Choose Energy we'll hear a lot more about in the coming days on our station. Choose Energy as a way to save you money. Choose Energy is the way of the future, enabling you to choose the energy source you want, the one that works best for you. Right. The one that saves you the most energy money. Choose energy.
Energy money. Energy money. That is just brilliant.
I can't figure out if that is...
That's brilliant.
Yes, it is brilliant, yeah. Because
it is
he had two words.
Yeah.
He had two words.
He didn't have a number.
Choose energy,
nothing.
And he had no
website,
and that's
nothing.
About 75 seconds yes. or so, right? That's a long spot.
Yeah.
The name of the company.
And I'm excited to hear tomorrow because he's promised more.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this.
In the upcoming weeks.
As soon as I get some copy.
Meanwhile, they canceled after one spot initially.
I think they did.
Yeah, Dan, the hybrid
spot. That's like the 1984 Apple spot. They've got more run out of that.
Yes.
The hybrid spot was just more of a brain fart, but the Choose Energy spot was a masterpiece.
Yes. I mean, and if we...
That's the gold standard.
Of course, we're way out here in BFE, so we couldn't hear it as clearly, but if you listen to it on headphones, you can hear him rifling through his paperwork, trying desperately
trying to find copy points.
Trying to choose some copy points.
Yes. You can hear him searching...
Doing what? Choose Energy?
Yeah. The whole time he's padding to try to find his copy points... And then finally, he just
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
See that, I'm kind of. I think this is what Dan O'Clover. I can't remember. The Choose Energy is him doing his Hall of Fame work because he's done that. I don't know how many times. The hybrid is the one where he was trying to make a declarative statement. You want this diamond? You're gonna star power. And then he just kept going.
Well, but I think Choose Energy also. Choose Energy also bears the hallmark of the Norm Live Spot arrogance, he is just telling you what you need to do in life.
Neither one of them could have been so clear. Neither one could have been done without 30 years in your past.
No,
you know what I mean. He had to have that many decades of experience to lead to both of those.
I just want to know how the information would have changed in the next upcoming weeks about Choose Energy. He's going to give us all of the information in the upcoming weeks.
Did it really?
What's going to be
the things we're going to be hearing
right,
in the upcoming?
Right.
Choose
yeah.
Energy offers you choices on where to
like
get your energy,
and
your job is to simply look at the choices,
pick one,
and then choose one that's right for you.
Choose energy.
Round and round on that hamster wheel.
That's another stalwart.
We all know what choose means.
Right.
We know what energy is.
Did they really cancel?
God, that's choice.
Yeah, they did, but then they came back and became a sponsor, and they actually very smartly incorporated copy points from that live spot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. They like spoofed the live spot, which was awesome.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Genius.
So anyway, that's Choose Star Power. We have another selection power. in the Norm Live Spot Hall of Fame.
Which is the best out of all of them?
Oh my gosh.
Choose Energy.
Yeah.
Choose.
I agree.
Yep.
All right, the concert calendar on the way.
Heard about sad news about this guy.
Yeah. Deaf or blind?
Deaf.
Or gay?
Blind?
Yeah, deaf.
Love this song.
Can't sing.
Wonder what he misses seeing.
After a lifetime of consuming breads, cereals, and baked goods, people become depleted in this one thing, making food molecules enter the bloodstream without being digested, triggering pain, inflammation, and a variety of disease-like symptoms.
What is Mike talking about?
You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb.
He's reading from his diary.
Find out more tomorrow, 6:50 a.m., Train Station Fitness Show.
My God, let me see that.
You are gay. Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness
Show. Word for word, Holmes.
After a lifetime of consuming bread, cereals, and baked goods, people become depleted in this one thing, making food molecules enter the bloodstream without being digested, triggering pain, inflammation, and a variety of disease-like symptoms. That's one sentence.
That's unbelievable.
A weak penis. And you can't find out until tomorrow morning.
I think it's kind of childish, the term food molecules.
What if somebody dies from this condition and they had to, waiting for tomorrow morning?
Don't eat till then.
That's right.
All right, how about a nice concert calendar to wrap up the campout?
Yay.
And this is brought to you by...
Trees and Deep Ellum.
Here is what's shaking tonight. Now listen to this, because I know you're all going to want to go to one of these.
Okay.
Tonight at the Granada, Dr. Dog.
The great Dr. Dog.
Sold out.
Hey, guys.
Spell with a W.
Oh, hey. Who is this?
Dr. Dog.
Hey, Dr. Dog. How
Double
you
D.
doing?
What do they do?
Right.
Or what does he do?
They do...
Is that a guy or a band?
Yeah, he's a licensed physician, Mike.
I want to look at your food molecules.
Yeah, I don't know if you would know him.
Pull down your pants.
It's just basic rock and roll. best way to describe it. But
a little psychedelic at times.
Really, really good and a really fun band, for sure.
Well, here are three that I do know. Out at Starplex tonight, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Whoa.
Bad Company.
Whoa.
The Outlaws and Jan Johnson.
You said three.
What do the Outlaws do?
Green Grass and High Tides.
Green Grass and High Tides Forever. And then what do they do after they play that?
Quit.
They hand it off to the next
Put
band.
People to sleep.
Skynyrd.
Jamie Johnson's a country guy.
Yeah. He's a real deal, man.
Hey, Brett Dirk? That's right. No, he's Nashville, but he's a real deal.
Color. Is he the one that does Thunderheaded Rain?
No. He did Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, though. He wrote that.
He did co-write that.
He's supposed to be the next big thing.
Yeah, he is.
That's funny you mentioned that.
He's pretty big.
Have you guys seen Skynyrd?
Don't call him that.
Since they reformed?
No.
Did you ever see him, Mike?
I saw him when they were up at the station once. They were, I guess it was when during the Bone days.
Yeah, Ricky Medlock came up.
Yeah.
Corby interviewed him.
A couple of them did.
Yeah, that weird drummer did too, right? Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Artemis Pyle?
Yeah. I want to say he did, but maybe he didn't.
Well, here's another one that's supposed to be the next big thing. At Trees Mushroomed.
Should be Mushroom Head. Bro.
Mushroom Head.
Then. Yeah.
Mushroomed.
At Three Links, Jenny and the Mexicats. At the Magnolia Green Park, Oil Boom.
They're breaking up.
Are they really?
Yeah. That's
How do
maybe
you know?
Their last show. Saw it on the internet.
Hmm. At the Kessler, Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Okay, they have one song, like In Your Dark period in the 90s. Didn't they have one really popular song?
I don't know. You tell me.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Yeah, they were supposed to be the next big thing.
Junior's just going to keep saying that. You watch.
Only if it applies.
He says it just to hit his word quota where he can say he participated in the segment.
Squirrel Nut.
They had a song called Hell.
No results. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Hell. Okay, here. Give me that.
How's it go?
Hell.
Let's see if we recognize Squirrel Nut Zippers.
I'm dumping that.
At Windstar, Dwight Yoakam.
Greatness.
Yeah.
Get out! Saturday.
Get the
out!
Awesome.
God, I love that movie.
Here, Linda.
We don't need
Saturday at the Bomb Factory.
Practice, Randy.
Yes.
he's awesome.
That goes for blanks and blanks.
Trying to get that wheelchair guy out of there.
God, so good.
Has he been so in great. Anything else?
You know not
then?
To talk to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda.
That's such a great line.
When I'm hurting.
I love that line.
I do too.
At the Main Street Garden, the Homegrown Festival with Explosions in the Sky, the Black Angels, Rocky Erickson, and much more.
I read an article where they almost had to cancel this for poor ticket sales.
That's too bad.
I know, because the Homegrown's awesome.
Yeah, man.
At the Kessler, Prophets and Outlaws.
All right. Those are our guys.
Is that a George
crew? Ooh, at the Kessler.
Is that a George Dunham band?
Yeah, they played Jub Jam a couple years ago.
That's
great.
Right.
Kids. Yeah.
At the House of Blues, Skizzy Mars.
Mm-hmm. Who is that? Is that a reggae outfit?
No, I think it's like hard rock, but they were supposed to be the next big thing a few years ago.
It's a rapper.
Jeez.
Mick Mars kid.
Sunday. What, Mick Mars's kid?
I don't know, man.
Skizzy Mars.
Sunday at the Majestic. Whose line is it anyway live?
Huh. So,
who's on that show still?
A couple of the originals, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That could be funny.
No,
what's
Wayne Brady.
What's the black dude's name?
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady. He's awesome. And then that tall guy with the big nose?
Queefy McThunder Nuts.
Yeah.
Is that it?
At Three Links, Pink Mexico.
Oh, no. Here, pull this up. See if this plays. Hell. Oh, God.
Moo.
What is this?
Squirrel Nut Zippers. Yes! Remember this?
Oh, wait. Yes.
Canada.
They're kind of like a neo big band thing, right?
Yeah. Listen to the guy singer.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious drive. Now you're making the scene all day.
You know, very seriously that I would have sat through that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, they appropriately named that song.
Hell.
You don't like this?
It's like a modern Prohibition era kind of band, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of out on a Prohibition era.
Yeah.
Tuesday at the Bomb Factory, the Gypsy Kings.
Is that accordion Mexican music?
Yeah, it's kind of flamenco-y.
Yeah, flamenco. They have a model of Cordoba guitar.
They do.
Gypsy Kings, yes.
They've been around a long time.
Yeah, they have. And kind of like a revolving door, too. Has it been the same outfit?
I know nothing about them.
Okay.
Huh. Other than that. Let's see.
Hugh Jr.
I
remember when they broke onto the scene.
And what?
They've turned out pretty well.
Oh, okay.
Well, what were you hearing about them at the time?
Well, that they were the next big thing.
Wasting.
Quota exceeded.
Your life and ours.
Wednesday at the Allen Event Center. Khalid. Now, we're checking on whether or not this is a rap act fronted by the former Mavericks great Khalid Reeves.
Sports. Is it not DJ Khaled? It's Khalid?
This is Khalid.
Yeah, you would know if it was DJ Khaled.
Yeah, because he wouldn't be playing the Allen Event Center.
Well, where would he play?
He'd be bigger, for sure, but he would let you know that it was DJ Khaled as he screams in every song he has.
It's important for people to know who these guys are when they're singing.
That's right, man. You got to let them know.
He's not a performer, so that's why he has to let you know that's his record.
Thursday at the Granada.
Why are you looking at me?
Are you on this?
You better be, because I am.
Going. What?
He doesn't know.
What?
Who?
I think we should just skip over this and let him find out for himself.
Well, it's real easy. You just pick up your phone, you hit a button.
Who is it?
Nada Surf.
Oh, yeah. I'll go to Nada Surf.
And, Corby, Let Go in its entirety.
That's right. Love me some Nada Surf.
At the Kessler. Balmoria? Or Balmoria?
Balmoria. You're doing great, bro.
That's very close to Balmoria.
I was just in
Balmoria. Balmoria, 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 Balmoria.
I was just in that town a week ago. Balmoria. I think they pronounce it Balmoray.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's way out west Texas.
Well, anytime I see the H-E-A, I automatically think the A is pronounced because of diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
I always do that, too, yeah.
Mm.
Well, they will be joined by Will Johnson at the Kessler.
Oh, nice.
That's dramatic.
Will Johnson.
At Starplex.
You sure it's not Star Power?
Why are you looking at me, Mike?
Oh, here comes racist Mike.
Here comes Prohibition era Mike.
Do you know what this is?
I have no
idea. You have no
idea,
huh?
I don't.
Tell us, Deep South Mike.
How do you call yourself a true fan?
Young MC.
Without knowing this?
Fat Boys.
Without knowing that Kendrick Lamar is going to be at Starplex next week.
Starplex, huh?
Yeah.
That
Johnny
will be
loves Kendrick Lamar.
Sold out, nut to butt.
So I'm surprised it's at Starplex, not at the AAC.
Well, what does it hold? It holds 24, doesn't it?
I don't know.
So Starplex? The AAC is smaller.
I did not know that. I'm sorry.
Am I right there?
Stop yelling at him.
I mean, geez.
He wasn't yelling.
Why is everyone so angry?
Is it small? Isn't the AAC
Starplex
smaller?
Starplex holds 20,000.
Yeah, so
okay.
Why don't you shut up?
Oh!
And at the Reconsider Lounge.
We don't need to practice, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy. I want to play that one song that they play. I want to play that at Summer Bash.
An Animal Band tribute fronted by former Cowboy quarterbacks, Danny Whitesnake.
Terrible.
An animal tribute consisting of donut shop owners.
Uh-oh.
Minus the bear claw.
Stupid. This one's for Gordo.
And an Animal Band tribute consisting of dudes with giant testicles. Cage the elephantitis of the nuts.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
$6.50 on the ticket.
The Woodford Reserve Musers ticket. No worries about being attacked by airborne insects during the Woodford Reserve Musers ticket campout. Mosquito Nix has helped us with that. We're live on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
And with that, the Woodford Reserve Musers ticket campound comes to an end.
Oh, no. Call for an extension.
All good things must come to an end, Gordon. So it is for this scene. Many to thank here, such as our sponsors, Woodford Reserve, the Hegwood Property Tax Consultants Group, North Texas GMC Dealers, Mosquito Nix, Hari Mari, A1 Locksmith, Macho Self Storage, the folks out at the city of Grand Prairie for helping us out with that nice Tex-Mex buffet.
Why would they have helped?
Because I love food.
They just dropped us here while we were in Wyoming.
And mainly all of you for being by the channel for all of this. Did I get everybody there?
Sheila. Oh,
everybody but the place that we are at. Because we owe a massive thank you to the good folks once again at Lloyd Park.
Yeah, we had you fooled.
This is non-disclosure.
We had you fooled.
Non-disclosure.
I didn't know that's where we were.
Let's go around the horn.
Such nice people in Grand Prairie.
Gordo, did you know?
I didn't
know. We're not going around the horn.
Donovan, did you know?
I had no idea.
Dan?
No one told me.
George, did you have any idea?
I was blindfolded and taken here.
Don't ask me.
Junior?
I thought we were in Montana the whole time.
Corby?
Yeah, I knew. It's stupid.
You did? Why didn't you tell us?
I know. I'm sorry.
You're see, okay, friend.
Tell us.
Now
that
he is
it's been
a-hole
now that it's been revealed, Corby, you are the absolute worst person to trust any information.
Well, you are, man.
It's unbelievable. Every one of his tweets was signed with the location we were at. He never turned it off. His phone.
I don't know how to do that.
And then he would constantly mention, "Hey, is that Grand Prairie police out there?"
Yeah.
Hey, driving in here.
It's gonna be on I-20.
Grand Prairie cops. And
I'm gonna go show the Grand Prairie pigs a thing or two.
Right.
Is that the Lloyd Park park ranger?
Yes, it's like
we're leaving. We're going I-20. Like, hit the theme expo.
I-20.
Guys camping around here. Like, I didn't know you were here until I heard Corby on the radio.
What a great place to have this, though.
Yes, it's perfect.
Great place to have this.
Absolutely perfect.
Best way to rough it.
Yes.
Roughing it is, too. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Thanks very much for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to Tony.
Yeah,
Andrew
hey, Tony
out here
and
twisting and tweaking.
Yeah,
you
guys
killer.
So
boy,
yes.
Yeah, guys.
Killer.
Yes.
Killer for
you.
The
I will see you tomorrow.
Andrew, nice work.
Threat that mothership. Killer was great.
Do not wear your shirt.
And thank you to Courtney and Sky for stocking the kitchen.
Yeah.
For us.
Yes.
Everybody who's been a part of this one. Back at the mothership, thanks to Ty, David, Beckham, you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Do stay tuned. The top 10 is on the way, so stand by for that. And be by the channel Monday at 6:30 for that Dunham and Miller morning program and throughout the day for the rest of us
6:30?
Here on the Little Ticket. 5:30, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'll be there at 6:30. Guys, stay hard. Keep jamming. We'll see you. The hard, the